The Nevada desert is home to one of MMA's most distinguished trios. Her UFC flyweight champion, Valentina Shevchenko, her fellow fighting sister, Antonina, and their head coach, Pavel Fedotov. Combat is just one of many outlets for fueling a competitive fire.
We have Glock 21, it's 45, it's very powerful. Yeah, we have Glock 19, it's a personal pistol of Valentina Brown Nails.
This is my logo here.
Yeah, she has.
Same one as here.
I think this too is my favorite. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I started to shoot in 2008. Pavel starting to train us back in Russia. And we did a lot of defensive pistol competition.
Go!
It's my big passion because you have to shoot with a lot of precision, but at the same time very fast. If I participate in any competition,
go.
I go for the victory. That's why I'm here.
Shevchenko's burning desire for victory permeates every walk of life. And at 125 pounds in mixed martial arts, she has never suffered defeat.
Well, you want to talk about a fighter with a lifetime in the game. Enter Kyrgyzstan's Valentina Shevchenko as she tries to realize a UFC championship for the first time.
Everything she does with full power.
Oh! The
strength of Shevchenko is the difference here.
The path to flyweight gold goes through Valentina Shevchenko.
She is one of the best martial artists on the planet Earth, and Jessica Ai is going to need all that swagger because this woman is an assassin.
She won the belt officially against Joanna Jędrzejczyk. She defended it with the head kick knockout of Jessica Ai, and here she is to defend her belt once again.
It's going to take a Herculean effort, many would think, for somebody to dethrone her at 125.
Oh, my goodness.
Shade, that one.
Oh. This easily could be the end of the fight here, and it may very well be.
And still the best in the world by a mile, Valentina Shevchenko!
It's going to be so hard to find a fight that makes sense. Someone is going to have to rise.
By the summer of 2020, the next flyweight contender was Joanne Calderwood.
She was set to lock horns with Valentina Shevchenko in a title fight in June.
But when Shevchenko was abruptly sidelined with injury, the Scottish contender refused to wait.
Jojo Calderwood still expects to get that title shot, but wanted to stay sharp, wanted to stay in action, and she does so here in our co-main events.
That looks pretty tight.
Ooh. Oh, there's a tap, wow. Jennifer Maia! Huge performance for the Brazilian! 5 wins by submission. Say hello to the flyweight top 5 after a win like that.
And now, I want to fight with the champion. Eu ainda não tinha tido oportunidade de mostrar meu jiu-jitsu no UFC. Bom, agora é a hora de eu mostrar o que eu sei. Mas assim, como ela estava bem ranqueada, pronta para disputar o título ali, eu acho que ela me subestimou e eu surpreendi ela.
UFC flyweight contender Jennifer Maia was born and raised in Curitiba, Brazil. A city made famous in mixed martial arts by the legendary Shootbox Academy. And like many greats before her, Maia took guidance from the man who started it all, Master Rudimar Fadrigo.
É uma escola que é uma referência mundial. Já construiu vários campeões aí na estrada. Wanderlei Silva.
The tenacity and aggression that was signature of the Shootbox team.
Anderson Silva.
The most spectacular fighter in any weight class.
Shogun.
Shogun was one of the all-time great Brazilian fighters.
E agora, Jennifer Maia.
Jenny, pode pôr a luva dentro.
Eu treino na Shootbox desde que eu iniciei na arte marcial.
Isso aí! Faz uma esse movimento. Isso! Boa! Muito bom!
E assim, eu me senti muito acolhida quando entrei para essa equipe.
Aí, o Mike vai bater na tua mão, você vai jogar upper, upper, cruza.
E sempre me mostrou bons resultados, né?
Tempo.
Maia proudly represents the Shootbox Academy as its first female champion.
Para Curitiba, Brasil, Jennifer Maia!
The title she earned in the all-female promotion, Invicta.
Oh, hard right here by Maia! Jennifer Maia smells blood.
A Shootbox style is one that we've seen time and time again really have success in mixed martial arts.
Flyweight champion of the world!
Before getting a call from the worldwide leader.
And Maia said she was willing to fight Valentina Shevchenko in her UFC debut.
Carmouche with something to say about that tonight.
Quando eu entrei no UFC, o meu objetivo era ser campeã.
Oh, man, Maia's putting them together. Davis still on her feet and trying to throw.
Maia's throwing hard, man.
Eu não queria só ser mais uma.
Brazil, perhaps you have a new contender at 125 pounds.
In the UFC, Maia faced a who's who of former title challenger.
Jennifer Maia started to cause some damage. A high volume, efficient striking display.
Caitlin Chookagian, this is a big fight for her.
Before seizing opportunity in the bout with Joanne Calderwood.
Fight!
Well, Maya's doing well right now. She's trying to set up a triangle. She's also got a straight arm bar.
Now it's getting hard.
There's a tag! Wow. Jennifer Maia! First round submission victory!
Putting her in the crosshairs, the flyweight champion, Valentina Shevchenko.
Congratulations on a beautiful performance. We have a tweet out here from the champion.
E ouvi o recadinho da Valentina. É, nos vemos em breve.
Será um prazer lutar contra ela.
Ali eu pensei, não, agora eu sou a próxima a disputar o cinturão.
UFC 255's co-main event will feature flyweight title challenger Jennifer Maia, who hopes to join a long lineage of Brazilian champions. And as the story so often goes for fighters from this nation,
hello, tudo bem? Hello.
A rise to contention came from humble beginnings.
Cresci no bairro Vila Lindóia. Fica bem no coração de Curitiba.
É, a cozinha tá em reforma.
Somos em 8 irmãos, então a família é bem grande. Eu sou a caçula.
Olha a vozinha do Chaves.
A gente nunca teve muita, assim, minha família nunca teve muito dinheiro. Então a gente sempre foi feliz com pouco.
Porra, é, daqui a pouco você vai estar.
A minha mãe sempre conseguiu se virar nos 30, assim, pra conseguir criar todos os filhos com pouco dinheiro.
Tem couve? Então vamos lá pegar um pouco pra mim.
E cebolinha também?
Não, cebolinha hoje não precisa, só a couve mesmo.
E estamos aí, onde nós estamos, né?
Eles.
Eu caprichava, toda a vida caprichei, né?
Tá bom, Miss.
Eu, graças a Deus, não preciso de muita coisa, não. Eu preciso só me mudar de família, perto.
Minha família é tudo. Que minha energia vem deles, né? Seja na vitória ou na derrota, eles estão comigo. Eles são felizes de eu chegar onde eu cheguei, assim.
Ali, um pra cá.
We'll be right back. Maya maintains a strong bond with anyone who touches her life, including her head coach in mixed martial arts, whose presence has become more meaningful since they first met 14 years ago.
O head coach é o Ed Carlos Gonçalves, conhecido como Monstro. Acabou que, de tanto tempo junto ali, técnico e atleta, a gente acabou se relacionando.
Criamos. Isso aí, perfeito.
Começou a treinar comigo, nunca tinha treinado arte marcial, desde a faixa branca de Muay Thai e de Jiu-Jitsu, foi até a faixa preta.
Maya has come a long way since she first met Ed Monstro. And the backing of his fruitful partnership will be put to the test at UFC 255 against one of MMA's most dominant champions.
Oh, head kick, it's in. Oh my God.
The best in the world by a mile, Valentina Shevchenko.
Eu acho que a Jennifer era uma atleta que sempre teve jogo para lutar com a Valentina. Eu sei que é uma luta difícil, mas eu sei a capacidade que a gente tem. E a gente vai chegar lá e a gente vai mostrar que a gente vai fazer uma luta de igual para igual.
Que buscar a vitória round a round, meu braço será erguido ao final da luta e eu vou sair de lá como a campeã da categoria mosca.
As Maya prepares to do what no flyweight female ever has, the accomplished champ from Kyrgyzstan embraces life at the top. And although her adopted home is known more for the lures of Sin City, it's Nevada's natural wonders that keep Valentina Shevchenko coming back.
I'm very happy that I have my training camp here in Las Vegas, because every day is sunny. It's so beautiful that you don't want to rush. You just want to enjoy.
We love to come here, kayaking.
When you are with the nature, it's every time like good for your soul. Relaxing, but same way a lot of exercise. I have everything that I need. I have nature. I have my sister, and I have my coach.
Valentina knows herself. She knows how to appreciate life. And that's why she feels happy.
Life is good for Team Shevchenko, but it's dominance in the octagon that has afforded them such comfort.
Let's start. You stand up. Yeah, the same. You down, not give way to stand up. Ready? Go.
And they don't intend to let Jennifer Maya take it all away.
Now switch. You try not give him way. Good. Let's put big gloves, helmets, shin pads. Jennifer Maya, it's tough girl. Her manner is, you know, go forward, attack. But Valentina knows how to manage this pressure. Doing punch and kicks. Five and five. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
I prepare for everything. I have a tunnel vision. I have myself. I have my opponent.
Stop. Good. Good. Okay. Take off helmets. Rest 30 seconds.
I go into the octagon to win the fight. To keep my belt forever.
Elbow, knee. Shadow boxing again, everything. Go, go, go. Kicks, punch, elbow, knee. Go, 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 go. 10 seconds. Go, 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 go. Here, stop. Stop.
I'm the realest. I'm the
goat. A UFC championship belt brings great prosperity, earned from life. life's work. A long journey well worth the blood, sweat, and tears. And for Jennifer Maya, nothing motivates her more than this opportunity on November 21st.
Eu tenho certeza que ela quer mais do que a Valentina.
Se estabilizou e aí desce. Boa.
Ela é muito forte, tem gás. Muito boa de jiu-jitsu, com a trocação impecável.
Oh, man, Maya's putting them together.
Maya's throwing hard, man.
Jennifer Maya started to cause some damage.
Jennifer can be black belt of all styles in the world.
The path to flyweight gold goes through Valentina Shevchenko.
But it doesn't matter. I will have my game.
Dia 21 de novembro de 2020.
A high volume efficient striking display from Jennifer Maya.
Eu vou sair de lá como a campeã.
The night closes with another flyweight title
bout. Davison Figueiredo gets it done by knockouts.
His champion Davison Figueiredo battles challenger Alex Perez.
Oh, oh! Alex Perez on fire! Outstanding performance!
This guy is dangerous. His style is toughness.
For another marquee showcase in the fight capital.
I'm the golden.